From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. Palestinian ambassador to the United States Nations, Riyad Mansour.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately.
Israel says the militants were trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protests. The vote counting is underway in Sierra Leone after Saturday's election to choose their new president in a runoff vote. Amos Sawyer, an election monitor with ECOWAS, says the counting has been open and transparent.
The counting was open and transparent, and we are just impressed from what we have seen at this polling station, and we are hoping that this will be a pattern across the country.
The current president, Ernest Karoma, is stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. A massive fire has broken out at a World Food Program facility in Yemen. Yemen's official news agency reported the fire on Saturday, quoting a Yemeni official as saying the fire caused severe damage to humanitarian aid held at the outpost. The cause of the fire is unclear. An official told the French news agency the fire engulfed 4 warehouses and destroyed an estimated 50 tons of food. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia ordered Britain to cut more than 50 people from its diplomatic missions in Russia. The move comes as relations between the two countries deteriorate further following the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The latest demand from Russia is in addition to the retaliatory move both countries took earlier this month when they each ordered 23 of the other's diplomats expelled. On Friday, the Kremlin gave marching orders to 59 diplomats from 23 Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. Physicist Stephen Hawking was laid to rest Saturday after dying March 14th at age 76. The scientist, confined for decades to a wheelchair and voice synthesizer because of the disease ALS, was known for his charisma and curiosity. Hawking's funeral was held Saturday at the Cambridge University church known as Great St. Mary's. Many people are keeping an eye on the sky as a massive Chinese space station tumbles toward Earth. The Tiangong-1 is expected to crash to Earth in the next 36 hours. It's the largest man-made object to re-enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade. It was scheduled for a controlled crash into the Pacific Ocean, but in September 2016, China's space agency lost contact with the station. The European Space Agency says this type of re-entry happens often.
The risk, though, on ground is still very low. There have been 13,000 tons of space hardware coming down in the whole history of spaceflight, and there's no single reported casualty.
The re-entry area covers a large part of the Earth's oceans. Any surviving pieces of the space station are expected to end up at the bottom of the sea. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated 250,000 communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the Holy Bread. Venezuela's food shortages have affected churches' ability to get ingredients to make communion wafers. Venezuela's economic crisis, fueled by a decline in oil production, has led to shortages of many staple food items. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai is visiting her hometown in Pakistan's Swat Valley for the first time since she was shot by a Taliban gunman as a teenager. She has been living in Britain and attending Oxford University. Afghanistan is preparing for much-delayed elections in October for parliament and local districts. Senior election officials say much needs to happen quickly to meet that timeline. You're listening to The Voice of America. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.